This is PodTech News for Thursday, July 13th. I'm Catherine Girardeau. Please leave a message after the beep. If you IM with Yahoo or Microsoft services, your neighborhood just got a whole lot bigger. Yahoo Inc. and Microsoft Corporation said yesterday they've started a limited public test to let their instant message users trade messages with each other. So MSN, now called Windows Live users, can send messages to Yahoo Messenger users, and vice versa. The companies say their new buddy system makes the world's largest messaging community, with about 350 million user accounts. The companies said they plan a broad rollout of the program in the coming months. Charles Gulvin is a principal analyst with Forrester Research. I asked him if he thought interoperable IM service was going to become an industry-wide trend.
Unfortunately not. This is really a business deal between MSN and Yahoo, one that they announced quite some time ago. And you know, this announcement is sort of the, hey, we said we were going to do it a while ago, we finally done it announcement. Unfortunately, AOL Instant Messenger is still the market leader by a pretty long shot here in North America anyway. That's not true in other markets. AOL has shown no signs whatsoever of inclination toward interoperability.
It sounds, though, like this is certainly going to benefit consumers. Do you think that the pressure will be on service providers to open up instant messaging systems eventually?
Yeah, I think that pressure is there on AOL today, and I do think that this the realization of this, especially as it rolls out beyond the beta stage and becomes the base level for MSN, I guess I should say Live and Yahoo Messenger users, that will put more pressure on AOL to interoperate, since it's going to in aggregate be a network of IM users, which is more or less on par with AOL, or at least approaching parity with AOL's user base. And if you look at the role that IM plays for these companies, primarily it's a loyalty application. That is, they don't, with the exception of the linkages to the cellular networks and mobile IM, they don't really generate any revenue off of IM. What they do is they keep consumers on their network and using other services, they hope, and therefore, you know, helping to generate additional ad revenue. Since that is the case, each of these parties, you know, is hoping to cement their users a little bit more strongly by providing them, you know, with more functionality, by being able to reach a larger audience. So if you think about it from an AOL user's point of view, you have a couple of choices as far as getting the reach to everybody that you want to communicate with. One choice is to use something like Trillion or another application that aggregates these multiple IM services into one user interface, which means that your customers are subscribing to those other services in order to reach their other friends. Or you ask them to simply make those subscriptions and then run multiple applications. Well, in all those cases, that means your users are having yet another reason to go and touch the MSN and Yahoo networks, right? And if you provide interoperability, you can continue to service those customers and not give them a reason to go out there other than, you know, just to interconnect with those users. And I think that if AOL thinks about where they get the greatest value from the loyalty of their users, they would recognize that actually interoperability is going to help to cement that loyalty and not degrade it. You mentioned AOL working with Google. You know, Google's a kind of a non-player in this market. You know, Google Talk gets attention, but it's really their user base is trivial compared to the aggregate of AOL and Yahoo and MSN. Yeah.
Any other collaborations in the area of instant messaging we should be watching, or other trends or developments?
Well, the big piece here that's barely spoken about is that instant messaging is now a lot more than just text, right? And the voice interoperability is another piece of this. And so what this helps to expand is not just people chatting with one another on their computers and maybe on their mobile phones, but also having voice communications. And so having a bigger network of people that you can communicate with also means more calls being placed on those networks, and that means fewer calls being placed on other networks like the traditional landline network.
Charles, thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay, my pleasure. Nice chatting with you.
Charles Golvin, Principal Analyst with Forrester Research. If you want to register to join the test, go to messenger.yahoo.com or ideas.live.com. This is PodTech News.